All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing in Meretz Hashem and Tzidkas HaTzadik. I sent out a PDF of this. We started Sivches already last week, but just a little bit of a quick review. So if you remember, again, Reb Tzadik pointed out this fascinating idea. He spoke about the concept that we see a dramatic distinction between the amount of time allotted for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. That for the nighttime Shema, we have an entire period of an entire night. Essentially, again, from nightfall, from Seisa Kochavim, all the way until Alos, all the way until dawn. Versus Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, the morning Shema, where one has a period of 3 hours. So Reb Tzadik was trying to understand the deeper message in these fascinatingly different time frames. If you remember, again, Reb Tzadik developed the idea going back to a concept that he had previously espoused, which is the nighttime Shema, nighttime night, in general represents difficulty, adversity, challenge, and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis represents the ability to connect, to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, to forge a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, even in the midst of difficulty and adversity. Versus Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, the morning, the day, represents a time of bracha, a time of blessing, a time of beauty, a time of clarity, and therefore Reb Tzadik posits in an incredible fashion that for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the ability to forge a meaningful relationship with God in the midst of adversity, to be a dedicated servant of God in the midst of adversity, takes a lot more preparation, takes a lot more time, takes a lot more effort. Masha Inkin, whereas the ability to forge a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam when times are good comes much easier, which again, we'll say, you know, once Reb Tzadik says it, it doesn't really require any additional explanation because it's intuitive. It makes absolute sense. So we'll say, so we're picking up on the PDF that I sent you, page Yud Zayin. It's in the end of the right hand paragraph. Masha'in kin bayom. By day, kimo shenemar lahagid baboker chastecha. As Efshar Lahagid Miyad Baboker or Hanikar. So he actually has a very beautiful drasha over here. David HaMelech says in Tilon Lahagid Baboker Chastecho, in the morning I speak about your chased Ve'amunos Chabalelos, and I speak about your belief or espouse your belief in the night. And the Rebbe says Lahagid Baboker Chastecho, already again Miyad Baboker, in the beginning of the morning I could already speak about the greatness of God. Why? Why? Because again, there's no time that's necessary. Immediately upon the morning. By the way, I will say, I'd even take it a step further. You know, it's interesting to note, just building on Reb Tzadik's theme, that halacha l'maisa, when is the ideal to recite Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? It's interesting. Arvis, you have the entire night. So is there a din to say it early? So in general, there's a din of zrizin makadim and l'mitzvahs. That in general, whenever you have a mitzvah, so the goal is to perform the mitzvah as early and as quickly as possible. That's always true. But lav dafka that there's a concept of saying Shema, you know, immediately. Meaning there's a din in Zrizos which says you should be alacritous in the performance of any mitzvah, therefore do it as early as possible. But interestingly enough, lechatchila, when do you recite Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, ideally? Yidavin Vasikin, right? And what's Vasikin? So Vasikin is you're saying Kriya Shema essentially right before sunrise, and Shmona Esrei then at sunrise. So you see that not only the Shachris, not only this Kriya Shema Shel Shachris have a shorter window, but there is a concept of Kriya Shema in the morning being said as early as possible, or I should say on the earlier side, which is really quite fascinating. And Reb Tzadik is saying is that's because Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. So listen to the way he teaches, listen to the way he interprets that pasuk. I could already speak about Lahagid Miyad Baboker. See, again, the boker, the day, represents when times are good, life is good, things are going my way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote-unquote, is giving me what I need, what I want, how I want it, when I want it. When it's boker, I could praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyad, immediately. Because again, understandably so, life is good, life is beautiful, everything is, quote-unquote, as it should be. And that's why I will say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris not only has a shorter window, but the idea is I say it early. Why? because it comes easy. Doesn't require all that much prep. It's not that difficult to sing the praises of God when I feel like my life is going as it should. Masha'inkim balelos. But this is different when it's nighttime. He says, Rak ha'emuna balei. The emuna is there, but it's in my heart. Velo ha'agada. See, I will say, he says something very interesting. David HaMelech says, Lahagid baboke chastecha. Lahagid means to espouse, to speak, to articulate. Ve'emunascha balelos, emuna. They will say, where does emuna usually reside? Emuna resides in your heart. So you see, herein lies another distinction between morning and nighttime. In the morning, the praise of God, right? And the chesed of God is on my lips. There's a haggadah. There's an espousing. There's a speaking. Not only do I believe, not only am I in a good place, but I have the ability to espouse those beliefs as well. But at night, not only is it difficult to articulate, sometimes even our part, again, the emunah is there. The emunah is always there, but it resides in my heart. Maybe a little bit more difficult to access, or maybe a little bit further removed, but it's there, but it's certainly not flowing from my lips. There's not necessarily an articulation of those beliefs in the midst of the night. The belief is unequivocally there, but it may simply reside in my heart instead of on my lips. Shehu ha'utsami koach ala pol ala avar. See, Rabbi says sometimes lahagid baboker chastecha. Think about this. I speak in the morning of your chasadim. So Rabbi Tzadik says this is usually talking about past tense chasadim. In other words, in the morning when life is good, I'm reflecting on all the wonderful things that happened today, yesterday, the last 3 weeks, whatever it may be. Life is exactly as it should be. So I'm able to express my emunah, my love, my dveikus, my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of all that has occurred. When it's Lila, when it's nighttime, the past has been difficult. What I have is a belief that the future will be better. Mostly that's just as I want to just point out, Reb Tzadik's words are so rich because there's so many dimensions of meaning that he's conveying. What gets me through the night? What gets me through the night is not the past, because often the past and the night has been already difficult. What gets me through the night is a feeling of optimism about the future, that I believe. So it's lahagid baboker chastecha. The boker, I speak about all the wonderful things that happened yesterday, today, the day before, 3 weeks ago. Vemunas chavalelos, and I have emuna that although it's nighttime now, in Meretz Hashem things are going to get better. He goes on. He says el hakivoy ala asid kasher asa boker gam bechal halayla kula. Because I believe, says Rab Tzadik, that at the end of the day, the morning will always come at the end of the night. So therefore, Reb Tzadik says as follows. So therefore, again, shorter time for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, because at the end of the day, Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris takes place when a person is in a good state. Lahagid baboker chastecha. Life is good. The past has been good. The present is good. Therefore, of course, I'm filled with optimism for the future. I could espouse how much I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much I feel connected. Because it's easier to do those kind of things when you feel life is going according to your plan. Ve'munos chabalelos. Ve'kriyash mashal arvis. Times of difficulty, times of challenge. Ultimately, again, it takes me more time to summon up that courage, to be an Oved Hashem, to have Dveikus Ba'Hashem, to feel a love and a passion, a connection towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need a longer amount of time. Furthermore, it doesn't come easily to the lips. The emunah the emunah is there, but it resides in my heart, not necessarily on my lips. But ultimately, again, what gets me through it? What gets me through the laila of night is the knowledge that in Meretz Hashem, the boker is sure to follow. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with the rest of Sivches, in Meretz Hashem, or Osches in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.